From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, July 28th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the new coach of Northwestern University's football team is handling questions about allegations of hazing at Big Ten Media Days. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. This month could be the hottest to date globally, and researchers find the effects of climate change go beyond the physical. Amrutha Nori Sarma at Boston University conducted a study and found that people's mental well-being can be tied to heat.
What we found is that the rates of emergency department visits for any mental health outcome increased as temperatures increased during those summertime periods.
Nori Sarma says more research needs to be done on this topic, as her study was not all-encompassing. But she says this is something people should be paying attention to. Much of Illinois is under an excessive heat warning through Friday evening. President Biden signed a proclamation this week creating a national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. Illinois Newsroom's Washington, D.C. correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Emmett Till is the 14-year-old who was brutally murdered in 1955, beaten and lynched for allegedly whistling at a white woman in Mississippi. His mother held an open casket funeral so the world could see the horror of what happened to her son, and in doing so helped galvanize the civil rights movement.
We join together as I sign a proclamation designating Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument.
Tuesday would have been Emmett Till's 82nd birthday. That's when President Biden named the National Monument, which will be in three separate locations. The first site will be in Grable Landing, Mississippi, where Till's body was discovered in the Tallahatchie River. The second site will be in Chicago, where the open casket funeral was held at Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ. The final site is the Tallahatchie County Courthouse in Sumner, Mississippi, where the trial of Till's murderers began. An all-white jury acquitted the killers, but they both later admitted to beating and lynching the boy.
It's hard to relive this.
It was especially hard for Emmett Till's mother to have an open casket at the Chicago funeral for her son. She wanted the world to see what was done to him, and some 125,000 people did so as they attended services for Emmett over the course of several days at the church in an historically black neighborhood of Bronzeville on the city's south side. President Biden called the lynching of Emmett Till a painful chapter in American history, but he said current and future generations need to know about it.
We should know everything, the good, the bad, the truth.
Even, he said, when it is painful. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, Illinois Newsroom.
Chicago-based law firm the Thomas More Society has filed a federal lawsuit challenging the controversial new law cracking down on crisis pregnancy centers. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Illinois residents can now sue crisis pregnancy centers if they feel misled or deterred from seeking abortion care. These centers are often Christian-based nonprofit clinics that don't offer abortions. Lead attorney Peter Breen says the law violates the center's First Amendment rights.
Your free speech rights are supposed to be sacrosanct in this country. And on the issue of abortion, you should be able to speak your mind and you should be able to offer assistance and advocacy to those who are considering abortion.
Breen says the society is seeking an immediate blocking of enforcement of the law while the case goes through the court system. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Temperatures are forecast to reach 97 degrees in the Champaign-Urbana area today, with heat index values of around 115. That leaves certain individuals more at risk of heat-related injuries. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar has more on how the homeless are coping.
July is expected to be the hottest month in world history, and although we aren't seeing record highs locally, that doesn't mean there isn't any danger. Jonathan Hatch has been homeless for about 3 years and has agoraphobia. Although the homeless shelter in Champaign has an air-conditioned day center, he avoids it due to his condition. He says there are enough places in town that allow him to get what he needs and avoid the crowds.
There's parks with water fountains and stuff like that, so it's a good thing that, you know, there are places around here to actually get water, that you don't have to, you know, go into a store and ask.
Still, Hatch was forced to walk about 10 miles around town yesterday in 90-degree heat to gather his essentials. Luckily, he has a bed in the shelter tonight. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how Northwestern University is handling questions about allegations of hazing at Big Ten Media Days. That story is next on 217 Today.
In the PBS series D.I. Ray, Detective Inspector Rachita Ray must deal with biases within her department while she investigates her first homicide. As she delves into the honor killing of a young Muslim man, Ray journeys into the shady world of organized crime. Ray is also forced to confront old wounds and the difficulties of being a British Asian policewoman. The four-part drama is available to stream on WILL Passport. Learn how you can watch this and other mysteries at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The Big Ten Media Days have had a different focus this year. The allegations of sexualized hazing of student athletes at Northwestern University. In his first public appearance as Northwestern's head football coach, David Braun declined to address the role of coaches in hazing in the program. Cheryl Ray Stout explains.
Allegations of sexualized hazing at Northwestern University have been the main story during Big Ten Media Days. The series started yesterday, just 16 days after longtime football coach Pat Fitzgerald was fired. So Northwestern's interim head football coach David Braun had to fend off questions about the scandal by himself. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout joins me with the details. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Mary.
So what did David Braun have to say at yesterday's press conference?
It was interesting because he prepared a 10-minute interview-type speech where he didn't mention the hazing incident at all. So there was only a few minutes allowed for any questioning. He did spend his time talking about the last few weeks. He's been having one-on-one meetings with the players and the staff, and he's met with some of the families. And one thing he kept wanting to establish that he wants to make it the, quote, ultimate experience for the student athlete. Now, he still thinks he can navigate this tough situation to win games, but, you know, there's plenty of work that he's got to get done, and it's going to be difficult because they have camp starting next week.
And three of those student athletes, Bryce Kurtz, Rod Hurd II, and Bryce Gallagher, they were supposed to join Coach Braun at this preseason event, but they did not. Braun flew solo. Why did the players decline to participate?
Mary, they sent out a press release, pretty much, you know, on Twitter and stuff like that, saying that they felt the questions about hazing would distract from the players of the other teams and the whole meaning of media days. Hmm. However, the Big Ten Network did have an interview with NU Athletic Director Derek Gregg, and he couldn't answer a lot of questions because of legal things, but he was saying that there's a lot of internal discussions going on the past few weeks.
So I guess other Big Ten coaches were asked about the Northwestern scandal. What did they have to say about it?
Well, there was only, you know, a few that did. You know, they weren't, a lot of them weren't even asked about it. Mel Tucker, who was from Michigan State, said that they will start practicing next week and they will be stressing their anti-hazing policy. And then Illinois coach Brett Bieniemy, he did not want to comment on about Patrick Fitzgerald because they're very close. And he said that he's a hands-on approach coach. What does that mean? I don't know.
Was there a general mood at Lucas Oil Stadium yesterday? I mean, it really sounds like people just didn't want to talk about this.
Yeah, that's the feeling you get when you watch all these interviews and the press conferences. And the fact is, Northwestern is part of it, but there's other issues they're worried about, like NIL. And a gambling issue with one of the schools. But overall, you know, nobody really wants to touch it because it's a hot wire.
Did we gain any insights into what's next for the Wildcats? I mean, these hazing allegations go beyond the football program, but of course, this event was focusing on football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Braun, you know, he and Greg both know that they are under a microscope and they're trying to normalize the situation. That's not normal. And one of the things that Greg did talk about in his interview is that there's going to be an outside group conducting anti-hazing seminars for their players on all athletic teams. So that's going to be really important, and it's mandatory.
So they're going to do these sessions for players. Are they doing anything for coaches? Do we know?
I understand that they're supposed to. I think it's going to be a completely broad situation, but yeah, that's, you know, there's no doubt. And they also have some issues because there's a lot of legal issues going on, because there were some of those coaches that were mentioned in some of the lawsuits recently.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says an excessive heat warning is in effect through 8 p.m. this evening. For today, a chance of shower or thunderstorms this morning, otherwise becoming mostly sunny and hot with a high of 98 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Linda Kenyon, Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, and Cheryl Ray Stout. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.